We do have several prayer requests this morning, Amen. Tammy.
Okay.
And I just want to add a little 2 cents worth to you saying what you've said. This is exactly what we've done all through Joe's issues with the cancer.
Yes.
We haven't just said, will you, if it's your will you? No, we have said, by the power invested in me, Father, through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are saying we know that he is healed because you have promised that. And you haven't been here since he had his last CT scan and bone scan, but the tumors had decreased in size, and even the cancer in his bones, Tammy, had decreased. That is how good our God is. That is how good our God is. And, you know, I've talked to people who go, well, I know a lot of Christian people that just died. You know, I think it was just their time. Well, maybe it was their time. And, of course, this thing of predestined, people go to that. You know, we have a time that's predestined. No, well, we do, but that's because God knows what we're going to do in our life, and God knows how we're going to do it. And I would just say, when you go to the Father and you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to continue this healing, to continue healing Joe's kidneys, to continue healing his knees. And then you pray for wisdom. I mean, I always pray for wisdom. Lord, lead us down the right path of things that we can do ourselves, not just sit on the sofa, not just sit, you know, not just kneel by the bed forever, but get up and ask for wisdom and do some things that the Lord has laid on your heart or put in your path that makes good sense, and you do those things for yourself.
Amen.
So, that was more than 2 cents.
That's good sense.
We want to pray for John Smith, and this is the John Smith from Cheyenne. We prayed for him last week. He had back surgery, and everything went well, and it looked like he'd probably be going home Friday, but he had some kind of little setback, and so he's still in the hospital, so we want to remember him. And then we want to pray for Carson Davis as he is in the battle of his life with throat cancer.
Wow. Okay.
And then we want to continue to pray for Gary Fowler. This is Karen Creech from Cheyenne. She's a school teacher there. It's her brother. And he's battling cancer that spread to several other organs. It started out in a jaw, and it went to the other jaw, and now it's metastasized to some other places.
Yep. Well, praise God, the name of Jesus is more powerful than cancer. Mm-hmm. Said it's the name above all other names.
That's right.
So that's what we're standing on. We stand on his word. So let's go to the Father's throne, and let's ask importunately. Who can speak that word? Let's go. Father, we are so thankful. We're so thankful that we can come boldly, shamelessly before your throne. Father, you're the one who told us to do it. Jesus said, come to your throne boldly and have audacity. How can we have the audacity to ask for these things so shamelessly? But Father, you love us. You love us, and we're so thankful. And so we just come like children running up to Daddy and just telling Daddy what we need, what we want, what we desire. And I thank you that you have a desire. You said you'd give us the desires of our heart. And so, Father, right now we come boldly before your throne, and we lift up John Smith to you. Father, we thank you for keeping him. Father, you're the one who watched over him and kept him through this surgery. Father, you see that he was about to come home. But Father, there was a change. There were some things that took place that really pushed that back. Now, Father, we come before your throne knowing that by the stripes on Christ's back, we were healed. That's past tense, and so we stand on your word that he is healed. We say right now, John Smith needs to go home. We speak the healing, the blood of Jesus over John Smith. Father, right now, give John Smith the release needed to come out of that doctor, out of that hospital, whatever it is. God, release him. Give him that. What do they do when they release you, Sister Monica? I can't even think. You know, when you get to go home.
They write your papers up that tells you you're released.
Discharge. That's it. Father, discharge John Smith from the hospital right now in Jesus' name. Satan, we command you to take your hands off of anything hindering John Smith from getting out of the doctor, out of the hospital. You have no place in his life. We've brought him before the throne. We brought him importunately to the throne. We brought him impudently before God. And we're bothering you today, Father. And we're saying thank you that you said what we we ask, we'll get. And so we come right now saying, give us John Smith's discharge today in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that you're going to discharge him. We speak it is done already. You said that you performed the word of your servants. So as we hear your will in heaven, we speak it into the earth knowing that you perform it. So we speak it is done. We thank you and praise you. And we declare that right now, John Smith is healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And John Smith is discharged in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for it. Now, Father, we lift up Karen. Did you say Karen Davis?
Or
did
you say Carson?
Carson. Okay. Look like that's right. I couldn't remember the name. Carson Davis and Gary Fowler. Father, they are both battling cancer. Father, right, just like we said a second ago, we thank you and praise you that the name cancer has no power over the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we know that Jesus not only died for our salvation, but that word salvation even encompasses our wholeness and healing. And so, based on your word, God, we come boldly before you knowing that what we ask according to your will, it's done. Well, it is your will to heal. I remember, Father, when Jesus was healing people, there was not one person that came up to him that he said, no, I cannot heal you because it's not the Father's will. Not one time did he say that. Every time he healed them. And Father, there was even a man who came up to Jesus and said, Jesus, if you would be willing. And Jesus said, I am willing. And so Father, I thank you that Jesus is still willing to heal. His blood was enough back then and his blood is enough today. His blood is all that we needed for that healing. It has been shed and I thank you and praise you that it's a done deal. And so we speak life over Carson. We speak life over Gary. And Father, right now we come and we say, give Gary and Carson the healing that Jesus provided for them. Give them healing right now in Jesus' name. Take away all cancer in Jesus' name. Drive out every cancer cell in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you are the one who does all things and you do it well. I thank you that every cancer cell is drying up. Dry up cancer cells in the name of Jesus. We speak to you now in the authority we've been given in the name of Jesus. We speak to the cancer in Gary and Carson and we say, leave this body right now in Jesus' name. All cancer dry up in Jesus' name. You have no right or authority on them because we've taken them to the throne of heaven. We brought them before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We've taken them before the Father of all fathers and we know that his throne is the highest of all thrones. And so because we've set these people before the throne of God and we've come and asked him according to his will, we know it is done. And so we speak life over them. We say thank you that the cancer cells are dried up in Gary and in Carson in Jesus' name. We don't care what it looks like. We don't care about the reports. God, we believe your report above all. We thank you for the doctors and we thank you for what they're doing. But Father, we stand on your word today. And God, we expect to see a turnaround in their health today. God, we begin to see a shift. I say there's a shift taking place in these bodies right now. And I thank you for it. Jesus, we thank you that you made it possible for us to believe and stand on your word and to see it come to pass. That's what faith is. And so we stand here with expectation that it's done. We say, Gary and Carson, you are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed and whole in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. We give you glory and praise for letting us come boldly before your throne, shamelessly before your throne. Father, when others stand around and go, oh, the audacity, those people have no idea what they're doing and they're taking everything out of context. Oh, Father, we stand here boldly knowing that we've stood on your word today. God, thank you. We know you love us and we know you've allowed us to come in like this and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I have one more prayer request. Yep. Judy Tuck, we had prayed for after the program last Friday. Mm-hmm. She just needs God's healing. Okay. She's had one issue after another, and she's been hospitalized since the middle of April, And she's been in ICU. And at this point, the doctors are thinking that she'll be hospitalized several more weeks. She's she had fluid on her lungs. She's got a tube in there. And just one thing after another that she's dealing with.
Okay. Father, we thank you that you know exactly what's going on with Judy. You know every detail. Father, you know the number of the hairs on our head. So you know every little minute detail of Judy's body. You know exactly what needs to line up. And so right now, Father, we come boldly before your throne again. And Father, we come on behalf of Judy. And Father, right now, She needs to be released from the hospital. Father, we believe for your healing. And so we speak over Judy right now. We say, Judy, be healed in Jesus' name. Father, give Judy her healing in Jesus' name right now. Father, cause everything in her body to line up as it should in Jesus' name. Cause all fluid that does not belong there to leave right now in Jesus' name. Father, you know what's going on. You know what needs to be corrected. So go right now, Father, and correct everything in Judy's body. Father, I know the doctors are doing, they're really only giving the report that they see in this worldly standpoint. And God, they're right. Many times they're sharing what they know, and I appreciate their wisdom. But Father, right now, we're coming before you, knowing that you have all authority and you can do anything. Nothing is impossible with you. And so Father, right now, give Judy discharge papers to go home in Jesus' name. I know that they thought it would be weeks, but turn this thing around right now in Jesus' name. Bring a miracle in Jesus' name. Father, everything be made right in Judy in Jesus' name. I thank you that Judy is healed. She is whole by the stripes on Christ's back, by the blood that was spilled for her healing. We say she is healed and whole in Jesus' name. I thank you for giving it to her, Father. I thank you that she's been given the discharge and she shall be able to go home. It shall be much quicker than the doctors even expected. And it'll be all for your glory, God. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, in the Bible, it doesn't say ignore the facts.
That's right.
But when you get facts on a report or a diagnosis that do not line up with the Word of God,
yes,
you know, Facebook, they have those fact checkers.
That's true.
They got the fact checkers on Facebook. I'm here to tell you this is the true fact checker. If you get a report, don't ignore it. It's fact.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yep.
Don't freak out.
Yep.
Take it to the true fact checker.
That's right.
And put it, you know, when I got a diagnosis last December, I wasn't feeling real good. I mean, it hit me. And I went to the doctor after I promised my mom. I was fighting a good fight.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I was fighting it.
That's right.
And then I made a promise. I made a vow.
Wow.
To my mom.
Yeah.
And I went. The time came. I was still not quite right. And that day came that I had promised my mom, well, if I'm not better by this day, I promise mom I'll go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So I did.
Yep.
And I went and I tested positive for flu type B.
Okay.
And COVID.
Okay.
I had the flu Rona.
The flu Rona.
Yeah. And you know, they had me scheduled for the infusion.
Okay.
And something in me, it just didn't sit right.
Yep.
And so I began to pray Tuesday, and then and when I got the facts, when I got the report, the facts, I took that.
That's right.
And it's like, Lord, I know what this says.
Yep.
I know what my doctor told me.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yep.
But Lord, your word.
That's right.
Says.
That's right.
That it's paid for.
That's
that
right.
That it's done.
That it's done.
So I'm bringing these facts
yes.
that I've received.
Yes.
And I'm bringing them to your throne, Father.
Praise God.
I need you to tell me what to do.
Yes.
I didn't get the infusion.
Okay.
And I have had no more issues.
Praise God.
Take that report. Take the facts that you're given and bring them to the throne.
Yes. Yes. Amen. That's good.
Okay, so now.
Now. Advertising, Monica.
Okay, Monica. Okay. Saturday Night Live Gospel Jamboree, y'all.
Fun.
Saturday night, May 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. or until the music stops. Raiden, First Baptist Church, Falls Creek Fundraiser. All churches and communities are invited to participate. Please bring your musical talents and use them for a good cause. This will be a donation-only fundraiser. You can perform two songs per person or group. must have songs and sign up by May 12th at 5 o'clock. You can contact Tanya Thompson to sign up at 580-497-6979. And the Refuge Church. They're located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey is an amazing woman of God. I have visited that church. It is awesome, y'all. You've got to go check it out. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. If you don't have a home church, I want to encourage you to visit some. There's no more excuses. I'm just going to tell you. I'm telling you. It's the truth. I'm telling you. I'm going to be bold. And I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm going to tell you. There's no more excuses.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's no more.
That's right. Amen.
And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you like some custom designs and wood, contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more. They just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what-ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need. Let us pray.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for today is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Her title for today is How to Pray, Not What to Pray. Back to you, sister.
You got it. Man, that's a tricky one, trying to say that seven times. Okay. All right. Ephesians 3:20. We're just getting back in it because I want to finish this up so I can share one other point with you. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask," same ask, "or think according to the power that works in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." So notice again, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. It's that same word. When you come with that authoritative asking, it's a commanding, it's an imperative command. When you come in that way, he says he can do even more than that. Amen. Praise God. James 5:14. And these are just some scriptures to show you the same word, ask again. James 5:14 and 15 says, "Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray." That word pray is the same ask. Okay. So God is showing us something here. He's trying to teach us how to pray, not what to pray. Okay. Now when we ask, in fact, I want us to turn, to John 5. This is so beautiful. I love this. I mean, this is a word that God has been speaking to me recently, connected to this. And as we get closer to the end of this, I want to share this. But when we ask interrogatively, we're asking a question, right? We've said that. We're not sure. I want to say it this way. If we ask God things like, "Will you do this?" what we're doing is we're actually coming in doubt. And what do we know is needed in order to receive? Faith. He said, if you don't ask with faith, he said, let the man who wavers not even ask me anything. Okay? So when we come and we're saying, Father, will you help me pay this bill? We're already coming in a state of doubt. We don't know. We're not coming in confident assurance that that is ours because Jesus paid for it. You see, you got to know what Jesus paid for. So we have to get to the place where we are convinced of the truth. Amen. Where we are convinced that what we ask for, we will get. Okay? So convinced that we already have what we asked for. Amen. And so God cannot lie. And so what happens is, how do we get convinced? Well, number one, the word is a big part of that. We got to renew our minds so that we know what is ours, so that then we can get convinced of that. However, I want to tell you this, the Holy Spirit is a convincer. This is what has been speaking to me so much lately. Remember when the word says, and I'm not for sure offhand where it says it, but it says in there, that the Holy Spirit will convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Okay, it talks about that, and it says that it goes through the list of why He convicts of those things. But that word "convict" there, when you look it up, it actually also means convince. Ooh, this was just a life changing thing for me. I want to talk to you about what it means to be convinced. Okay, when someone tries to convince you of something, they will argue with you until they make you agree with them.
Come on.
Okay? They will come to you and really declare their point so as to make you agree with them. Okay? Now, the Holy Spirit is our convincer, and He'll never convince you of anything that's not truth. Amen? And so I want you to begin to ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, convince me of the truth. Begin to ask Him, Holy Spirit, You're the convincer. Come and convince me that You really do supply all our needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's, you know, start whatever it is you're needing. Holy Spirit, convince me that I'm healed. Convince me that my needs are already met. Convince me that the Father will never let me go. Convince me that He'll never forsake me. Convince me that love never fails. See, I'm saying this all the time. Boy, I'm constantly saying, convince me, convince me, convince me. And so